Okay, we're learning over here. Masechta Zavim, Perek Dalad Mishnah. Mishnah, Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Hayeshal Gavi Hamita, person was sitting on the bed. Yeah? Hayeshal Gavimita Hazov. Hayeshav Al Gavimita, the Arba Talis Tachas, Arba Ragli, and your four Talisois. Talios. Doesn't say Talisois, Talios, Tachas.
Yeah, we did that already.
Tachas Arba Ragli Hamita. Talis Tachas Kol Ragli, Timaeus. Kol Atalios, Kol Hatalios. Okay, the table cannot stand on three legs. Therefore, each leg is necessary. Thus, each shmata is supporting a leg. Okay, so therefore, each one of these garments is tame because it is supporting a zav. Rabbi Shim mitaher, why? Es hatalios she'ena regel achas neses es ruba kus l'shitasoi. Rabbi Shim mit says you have to have roif, since each talis is not supporting roif. Each talis is one of four. Each one is only 25%. L'shitasoi, it's not going to come to mas mishkov. Good. Yesh mevadim tamach legis al pi mishnah. Hamod say it's an din of shnayim shasu. If you take out a loaf of bread to the Shulchan Chayiv, chutziu shnayim petunim. Let's say each one needs the other. Let's say it's so heavy, it only can be taken out by two people. Then according to Tanakam, you can be chayiv. Shneim kilu kol echad says chomach, since each one is necessary, you can chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Paiter, even when there are two, shakol echad ino ela kimas kimisayea. The same achlis over here, because over here each leg needs the other leg. According to the chachamim, memela, the it's going to be tameh because each leg needs the other leg. According to Rabbi Shimon, you know, it's like shnayim shehasu pot. Good.
Good.
Next halacha. The animal is standing still. The arba talisois tachas agra ragle behemoth. There are four talisois talis tachas kalechad. Toheres. Why talisois? Because an animal is like a table. An animal is not like a table. An animal is able to stand upon three legs. It can balance legs. Shechol behem lamoid al shalosh raglayim. V'arei shekol regla kilu who are regular vias. Each regla is regular vias. Vein ha'el ve'ein ele misayas l'shar ha'raglayim. Each regla is only supporting the other legs. Since an animal is able to balance itself, so an animal only really needs three legs, therefore the fourth leg is superfluous. Therefore, each one of the legs can be viewed theoretically as the fourth leg. Therefore, each leg is only called a misaya. Misaya in by mamish, the garment is tahar. Okay? I have a beautiful drush over here for my sefer on the drush on Mishnayos.
Please. Don't.
No, can I tell you, please, no, just no. Very short, take 10 seconds? 10 seconds?
All right, you said please.
10 seconds. So the Jewish is that Klal Yisrael sometimes is three legs.
Yeah.
Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Yeah. And sometimes we find the four legs. Yeah. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and David is the fourth leg. What's the pshat? Are there three legs or the four legs? Teret says, when Klal Yisrael is alive, Ruach Chaim, then it's three legs. Because an animal only needs three legs to stand. It can balance itself. But when Klal Yisrael is not Oisim Yitzhak Shlomakim, then it needs four legs, it needs David. Because a table is Davar Shemir Rechayim, it needs four legs. You see the Josh?
Yeah.
There's something to it, no?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone has a sefer like that. A Josh in every mission, have
go
a Josh.
Sure.
Next, Hayatalis, you know, he says Josh. I'm sure Baruch Simon, I'm sure him. When he said Josh, I'm sure him, oh, him, you paid attention. And Rabbi Mansur, for sure, only when I say Josh, only when I say Josh, then it's vital. Hoy saw talis achas tachas shtei yadayim. Let's do this one talis achas shtei yadayim tachas shtei raglecha. Let's do this one talis tachas shtei yadayim tachas shtei raglecha. Hakad miyos shalav hema. The talis under one. The highest talis tachas Shtei Yodayim. Yeah, two Yodayim. What does this mean? Tachas Shtei Raglecho Hakad Miyos Shel Abehema. Under the first two, the Yodayim is the front two. Or Tachas Shtei Raglayim, or Tachas Shtei Raglecho Achorinus, Tachas Yed Regel, or Tachas Regel Kademes Regel Achores. Okay, there's a yad in the regal, the front and the back, Tamea. You're not paying attention.
I'm listening.
Why is it Tamea? The talish mevesh eni chol laman al shtei haraglayim ha'acheres, because it cannot stand upon. Why? She'eni yichol laman al shtei haraglayim ha'acheres, v'hare k'shtei haraglayim sh'tatayim ha'talis nois es ruboi shel hazav. Okay, so over here, when it's only on two legs, if the animal is only sitting on two legs, is a talus underneath the two front, or a talus underneath the two back, or a talus underneath the left front and the back, or a talus underneath only the right front and back. In this example, the halacha is the animal is, the garments are tameh. Why? Because in this case, these two are absolutely necessary. Now, over here, the case going, the animal is standing. Now over here, the animal is standing, it's not walking. So it's all going to be tamei. So over here, the animal is standing, and it's balancing itself on two legs. So here, when it's balancing itself on two legs, it's going to be tamei. Okay, that's the case. The case over here is a new case. It's standing on two legs. She'eino yecholu lamod al shtei haraglayim ha'acheres, v'areish shtei haraglayim she'tachtei matalis noisais es ruboi shel hazav. Okay, so therefore, since the majority of the weight is being balanced upon these two legs, that is sufficient. Rabbi Yosi Oimer hasus mitameh, he disagrees. He holds when it comes to a horse, it depends on the animal. Depends on the animal. An animal is a very interesting concept within the Gemara. Hasus mitameh b'raglav, an animal, a horse, is metame biraglov, the back, the regal, not the yad. Hashoy azov is roichav galav sus vatal sachas achas meraglov. Ha'achoy rios. Ha'yutame v'achmo biyoda metame biraglov biraglov hakad miyos. She'im hoy hazov roichav achmo vatal sachas achas meraglov was a donkey, and there was a talus underneath meraglov hakad miyos. Harei he tameya. Why shemesh enes hasus al raglov al raglaim ho'achoy rios? The leaning of a horse is upon its raglaim, the legs, the back. Umesh enes hachamor al yadov al raglaim hakad miyos. Okay, on the front. Okay, and this long grow we're going to skip. Yashav Azov al Kares Besabad. Let's say the Zav sits on a Besabad, the beam of an olive press. She munachas ala ekel upon the basket. Fusal shaitchen by es shiris hashemin. Mipsolis azesim, idea akaras shasham alehem. The yeshim for shrekel who akan for Zav azesim. Kalim shabakel to name. Why? Shazav machbid alehem. Because the weight of the Zav contributes to the weight of the beam. Therefore, everything underneath it becomes a resting place for the Zav. Let's say Lamachbe Shel Koyves, a laundry man who has very heavy beams, to use his to press the pants, to press your clothing. Yashav Azav Alamachbe Shel Koyves, Rahori Gokliyos Lushabuchos, and Nestim and Begod Mbadeim, Kalim Shetachav are going to be Tahirin. Why Shain Hazav Machbe Aleim Hoyle Vuhu Yashav Bigse Hamachbe Shel the edge? Because he's sitting at the edge. And the Nela is not contributing to the weight that's being leaned down upon this on this object. Rabbi Nechemiah Mitame is Akilim Shetachas HaMachbesh, Shalodaitai Af HaYeshe B'Ktzei HaMachbesh, Machbesh Akilim, he holds, it also does contribute to the weight. So let's chazan here this Mishnah.
I don't think we have to chazan.
I want to chazan. Why? I want to chazan. Let's chazan. HaYeshe V'Agabe Mita, V'Yabatim Shetachas HaRabah Mita, was Halacha Tameyah is. Okay, Tameyah. Because a bed cannot stand on three. Rabbi Shimon Batar, because Lishitasa, he says, since each one of the three, each leg is only 25%, it's not the majority, Tar. The animal is moving, okay, the animal is in movement. That's the difference over here. He stops. Once he finishes, he stopped. He's on an animal. The animal stopped. Therefore, Talisos. So therefore, Tyrus, because an animal can stand upon three, and therefore one leg is extra. It's a Nisayah. Each one of the four legs can be viewed as the Nisayah. The Nela, all four legs are all for Tar. Haisa, Talis, Achas, one Talis, Tachas, Steyer, Okay, now this part, you see this part, nice when Yichaz, I finally now understand this part of the Mishka. I didn't understand it before. Over here, it said, the Arba Talisos. Now in this case, it says this one talis, not arba. Okay, big difference. Now I finally understand the mission. Before I understand the mission, now finally I've learned this five times with you. Finally was enlightened to understand the point of it. I'm missing a word of it and pay attention to this detail. Hoysa talis achas. This is not a case where we have four or three. There's one talis. But the one talis is where tachas shtei yodayim. The two front, or we have a tachas shtei ragla, the two back, or tachas on the left side of tachas yad regal tameim. Because in this case, it's the majority. Because since we just finished learning that an animal only needs three, animal does not need four, only needs three to balance itself. So now when I have two of the three, that's sufficient. Because since you need roif, you don't need all three. Three is 100%. An animal can balance itself on three legs. So three is 100%. If I have two legs, that's 66%. So 66% is more than half. That's roif. Therefore, everyone agrees.
66%. Why is it
50%? Because divide 100 into three parts. 33, 33, 33. And the third to satisfy. 33 and a third. So when you have three legs, the animal only needs three legs to balance itself. So if you have a garment that's resting upon two of the three legs, so it's resting upon, the garment is supporting two-thirds of the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds is...
Two-thirds is
36%. So that's enough. Why? Because it's two-thirds. You got it? Look what it's over here in the parish, over here on the bottom. It's going to be Tmeya. Hatalis and Neshe'ini Yecholamot al Shtei Raglayim Ha'acheros. It cannot stand upon the other two legs. It needs this. The Haresh Shtei Raglaim Shetachtem Hatalis Neshenes is Hatalis Neshenes is Rubo Shel Hazav. It needs these two that it's standing upon. And since it needs these two, and therefore it's the majority, an animal only needs three of the four legs to balance its weight. And since this one garment is resting upon two of its legs, so at some point in time, it's going to balance its full weight. It shifts its weight back and forth between the four legs. And it's only really balancing itself on three of the four legs. So since at one point in time, it's going to be balancing itself on three of the four legs, which will include these two legs, and there is one garment underneath these two legs. So this one garment is a support for two-thirds of the weight of the animal. And therefore, it's Tameh Tumas Midras.
Good.
That's according to Tanakhama. Then we come over to Shiva Yoy, says, no, that's not Pashat. Disagree, because when it comes to a horse, the ikar, the legs of a horse are the back legs. So if the garment is not resting under the back legs, then the garment is not tummy, because it doesn't count. Just because it balances its weight upon three of the four legs, that's not enough. It has to balance its weight upon the ikar mobility, koyach of mobility of the animal. Support. A horse is back wheel drive. A donkey is front wheel drive. Is there an animal that has four wheel drive? And among the animals? I don't know. Doesn't say. It says here that a sus mitame biraglov, no, only the back wheel drive. V'achamar biyodov, front wheel drive. Shemeshenes hasus biraglov, the support of a horse on the legs. The back is what causes it to move. ikatafkin of a horse is to go. Listu sosi birichle paro. Shiashirim. Okay, the yesterday's Shishal Pesach, the horse. Sus virichle ramavayam, the horse is the raglav. Umeshenesh hachamor. Yisoch hachamor gorem. Al yodov. Hakul kol yakor vehayadayim de esav. Don't like, right? So this is on the yodov. Next, Yashav al Kores Beis Abad. Let's say new halach. Let's say it sits on the person's stand on the beam of the Beis Abad. Kelim shabaikel tenein, because the Beis Abad, the beam is not so heavy. Memelu, when you sit down on the beam, you are contributing your weight to what's underneath. That's why it's tumble. Let's say al amach beis shel kodesh. Memelu, it's going to be kelim shachta of tumble. Why? Because you're not really contributing so much. Rabbi Nechemi Metame, he disagrees. Right. Okay. Next parak. Last parak. Masech Lezavim. Okay. The parak said, Nishnim kama kololei tuma. All the kolam. You ready for this? Heavy duty stuff. Very, very heavy. Hanagei b'zav, a person, adam, hanagei b'zav, a person touches zav, shazav, nagei b'zav, touches a person, piskazu, miuseres, this is superfluous. Why is this superfluous? I'm not going to answer. I'm learning with you. You're more important. You're more important than any phone call. Why is it on? Because if I turn it off, I'm going to forget to turn it on tomorrow. When you're waking up in the morning, it's not going to go on.
I'm not waking up tomorrow morning. I'm going to wake up.
Someone told me they say by the Haggadah. Such a chushach of Hashem, they say by the Haggadah. Like, I think of you, a mamish thing of you. Mamish thing of you when they said this to me. I just saw you sitting, they say, L'shana haba b'lakewood.
Somebody said that?
Yeah.
Sean
Habab Lakewood. I thought of you. Because you're doing the same thing. Everyone's packing out of here, going to Lakewood. Mishalayim, eh.
I want to go to Mishalayim.
Sean Habab Lakewood.
The wife surely won't go. At least I'm getting her to go to Lakewood. I'm getting one step closer.
Isn't that terrible to say by the say there?
Terrible, terrible. Can you be with them anything to you, Sean? Nothing. It's not my opinion. The guy had too much to drink. At that time, he had four cases.
I thought of you. You're doing the same thing. You're also packing out of here.
Okay. Tell me about
it.
Can we learn? We're trying to learn something.
We learned this already.
Yeah, but...
The Torah says the possibility. A person touches the boss of the Zav. You have to wash your clothing. We're leading into the next sugya. That's what we're just over here. It's a hakdama to the Mishnah. Vayta. Hamesit es hazav. The person moves. You don't touch. Adam hamesit es hazav. You don't touch. You don't touch him. I give you a shove. I don't touch your flesh. I give you a push. And you move because of my impact physics.
Also,
you go weiter. So you carry the person. You carry him. You carry him, even if you don't cause him to move.
Even if you don't push him.
Now, may sit. How do you carry without causing him to move? Means he leans down upon you. Whatever that case is. Noisai, you carry. It doesn't look like that part of the Mishnah. Afilu, maybe we'll see later. Oyesh Azov Misi, the Zov pushes you. Mesi this Adam, the Hatar Metami Echel Mashkum Mukle Shetef, Kalim, Shef Shal, the Shaf, Mamim, all Kalim, Kashishlam, Tahir Mikva, and the Kola Kalim, Chutz, Mikli Heres, Mago, Kishnege, Bahem Atar, Bishas Mago, Bizov, and Bishashu Mesi this Azov, 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 Misitai, Avo the Master. So, different, not only are you Tame, all of your clothing are Tame. If you touch a person, touches Azov, or he pushes us off, or he carries us off, not only is his flesh, is his body in body an avatama, his clothing that's not in direct contact becomes an avatama, avalibimasa. Only when you touch or you touch or you move, but not if you carry. If you're carrying us off, but you're not actually touching them, then the clothing do not become tami baram. Okay, person touches the mishkava yichalis with brachas amayim b'tami ad arev malam mishkavas shemushas magoyim b'tami b'gadim b'gadim b'roshayim b'tami b'gadim. Which just means, just a simple halacha is that if a person is not wearing any clothing and he touches his off, so he becomes an avatoma. He then goes home and he puts on his clothing. Do the clothing become tame? No. So that means not that. No, that means he's only a rishon. I take that back. I'm sorry. He's not an av. He's a rishon tama. The zav is an av. If a person touches a zav or moves a zav, he becomes a rishon. He becomes a rishon tama. What happens now? Not only does he become a rishon, the clothing that he's wearing at the time when he touches the zav or moves the zav also becomes a rishon. But let's say he's not wearing any clothing and he touches or moves a zav. And he becomes a rishon, and then goes home and puts on his clothing. The clothing atar. Why? Because he is a rishon. A rishon cannot make a clothing into a sheni. The only thing that can become a sheni is food. But there's an exception that if the person is wearing clothing when he touches or moves his off, then not only does he become a rishon, his clothing become a rishon as well. But if he touches or moves his off and becomes a rishon, and later goes home and puts on clothing, it's too little too late. Okay? The clothing must be on your body at the moment when you touch or move the zav. Klal Omar Rebbe Yoshua. The following rule. Kol hamtami begodim b'shas magoy. Kol adam. Any human being. Shenema boy shim shim mitma. V'harim hamtami begodim b'shas magoy. B'tom l'koy na'ma. Ragi b'zav. Oy b'zav b'lades. Anyone, not only a zav, this halacha applies to a nida. A nida who touches a person, or a man who touches a nida, zel bezach, he becomes a rishon, his clothing becomes a rishon. And not only touching a nida, even the person touches the chair upon which the nida is sitting, or the chair upon which the zav is sitting, he becomes a rishon, and his clothing becomes a rishon. Metame echle mashkim shenogea bohem koidem sheperash min hatoma liyos tchila. So just not only does he become tame, not only does his clothing become tame, food. If he is holding food in his hand at the moment when he's touching a zav or a nida or their chair while they're sitting upon it, the food also becomes a rishon. Okay, so it's like an electric current.
Yeah,
he touches zav. There's an electric current
goes
everywhere. It spreads all over. He's holding food,
right?
Holding food. If he's holding food in his hand. Rishon tova maybe because he nechshav b'shas magal ki avatoma lein oich l'mashkim, because he's considered when he's touching himself like an avatoma lein oich l'mashkim, which means that he causes the food to become also the food becomes one madrega down when he's an av, so it becomes a rishon. Fine. The chelin includes shetef utensils. Let's say he's holding the same thing. Yudkumos shil el alfi sheinim avatuma legabe adam kelim. Even though he's not called avatuma legabe adam or legabe klicheres, which means that let's say he's touching with hands across America. Let's say mamish mice hands across America, and there's one guy in chain of hands across America who's a zav. So Shaila is, what happens to all the people in the chain across America? So the answer is the guy who's holding his hand, he becomes a rishon, his clothing becomes a rishon. If he's chewing gum, the gum becomes a rishon. But the next guy on the line, nothing happens to him. The next guy is tahar. We don't say that a person who touches a zav is so contagious that if he touches another human being, that human being becomes tahar. The next human being on the chain is tahar. And not only that, let's say he's touching a klicheres. And he's holding in his hand the klicheres is tahar. So over here is a very complicated halacha. You have over here a zav. The zav is the avatoma. Then we have over here, we'll call him Ruvain. Ruvain is touching the zav. If Ruvain is touching the zav, Ruvain becomes a rishon. Not only is Ruvain a rishon, the clothing that he's wearing is a rishon. Not only is the clothing that he's wearing the rishon, food that he's touching becomes a rishon. Not only food, kalim, wood, metal, glass. Wood, and metal. Any utensil that you can tell in the mikvah also becomes a rishon. But if Ruvain is touching a klicheres, nothing happens to it. If Ruvain is touching Shimon, nothing happens to Shimon. So in some respects, we consider Ruvain to be an avatoma. the fact that it can cause his clothing to become a rishon, which means we're making like an avatoma. When it comes to food, we consider it to be an avatoma. But when it comes to Adam and a klicheres, we consider Reuven to be a sheni. Or we consider Reuven to be a rishon. A male, a rishon cannot be metame kelim. A rishon cannot be metame Adam. But a rishon can be metame food. But in this case, it doesn't matter. The food anyway is upgraded to a higher madrega than a rishon, not a sheni. Okay, yeah. I see you're very, very tired. You must have been up the whole night last night, yeah, putting away the dishes, yeah, cleaning for the next Pesach.
I just want to learn a little bit.
Okay, let's finish this mission.
Yeah, let's finish.
So, Mori Dikavod, I saw that there was a Rebbe, every year when it came Pesach, he kashered all of the Pesach kelim. Why? Shat. The Pesach kelim, kashered the Pesach. No gebrok shayl. Not talking about gebrok, people, gebrok, the last day. No. What's the pshat? Wadi kashu, he said, because it's a mesor from that Rizal.
Yeah.
That a person is nizer in a mashu of chametz.
Yeah.
It's not shaykh, of siyat the shmai, he's not going to be chayti the whole year, the ganze year.
Okay, and he was chayti.
So the Rebbe said, the whole year went by, and I did not have era. I was nitshul not
era. Then he has to do this.
It has to be the kelim. I was nitshul in a mashu of chametz.
So,
what of mashu chametz? The whole last thing of Pesach. It must be there was a belia of chametz in the kashrut Pesach kelim. So he kashered all the kelim for Pesach. Isn't it a gewaldige story? Gewaldige vart?
He's OCD.
What?
The guy is OCD.
It's a gewaldige de hair. It's a gewaldige de hair. Okay, he kashered all the Pesach kelim.
Yeah.
It's a gewaldige vart. No, you don't like it?
It was a Yerushalayim. They don't have people like that anymore.
What have you?
They're not here anymore. It's my Simon. He's a good guy, I'm sorry. Sure. Come on, let's go. I can't. Come on, cut it out. Right. If you want to finish the mission, let's finish it. Let's sleep.
So Yadayim, Taka, hands across America. So the guy next to him, he's not Tomei, but his hands are Shneim. He has to wash the Tilas Yadayim. But let's say he's no longer touching the Zav. He touched the Zav. He touched him. That's it. Goodbye. That's it. Now he is perish. And now he touches food, kelim, adam, all of the zachin. Aval yachash a perish mina aminatoma mitamei mashkim liyos. Ooh, it's a chiddush here. Chiddush.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Even after he was perish, he's mitamei mashkim liyos tachila. In noga b'mashkim, only mashkim, certainly mashkim. Not food. Mashkim. Liquids. Liquids become tachila. Noga b'mashkim, so it's a regional tema. Migzeres chachamim, kama yisher kvar shaninu, shakol ha-poysel esachuma, anything which can make a shlishi, this is the basic halacha, anything which can make a shlishi, which means it is a sheni, how do you have hechatim, so it still becomes a shlishi, by truma, kodshim can become a revi, truma can become a shlishi. So therefore, if a person has the klech to make something into a shlishi by truma, if he were to touch, which means he is a sheni, and he touched liquids, takonas chazal, a liquid is upgraded. Instead of following the regular rules of going down, it goes up from a sheni to a rishayin. It makes a liquid into a rishayin. In noga b'mashkim oisa oisam tchila rishon l'tumah migzer sachamim k'mo shkvar shaninu shakol apostel sachuma mitame yisam mashkim liyos tchila. It becomes a tchila. V'oicholim v'yadayim liyos shniyos. And food and yadayim become v'ochol yadayim liyos shniyos. Food and your dime becomes shnius shla achash shapeirash. This is a chumra, hatoma. Ein ele rishon l'tumah. He's only going to be a rishon l'tumah. Ein ele rishon l'tumah. He's only going to be a rishon l'tumah. And the melech comes shis. Ve'ein emetam begadim v'loy kelim. K'chol rishon l'tumah she'ein emetam kelim ele echol mashmo v'ad. Okay, it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. This klal pretty much summarizes so many things that we've learned in the past. Very beautiful chazara. Yes, on many of the yesodais that we've learned. So let's chaz the mishnah inside. In a venik. Is that what I say in Yiddish? In a venik.
Sounds good.
In a venik. Yiddish, my old age.
Sure.
In a venik. Okay, so here we go. Says the mishnah. How we have the helical mishnah. Mishnah is mamish mishnah. Osios neshama. Osios neshama. It's osios shemena. After Pesach is in Zman. Esrotza in the shisel chala. It's the mafteach. Mavtech is the same gematria as the number of parakma of the shteins there are in Shas. There are two. There are what's mavtech? What's much mavtech? Mavtech tof is 400. 400 and pay is 80. 480 and mem is 40. So that's five. That's 500. That's 520. 528. Right, is that correct? There are 528 parakim in Shas. Is that correct? The gematria mafteach. Is that gematria mafteach? Am I correct? So there are 500, and after Pesach is zman mechazik in the shnayis shisel chala. Shabbos after Pesach, he wants to make a key, put a rusty key full of bacteria, poison. In the challah. It's absurd. Why would you want to do that? Okay, but it's a simon. It opens up Pesach to Parnassa. But Parnassa comes in the schus of 528 parakim of Mishnayis. Yeah?
Okay.
Did you know that? Now you do. Hanogeya bazav, someone touches Zav, Oisha Zav, Nogeboy, or Hamesit es Hazav. Oish Azov Misitoi pushes you, Mitame, the person, or the Zav, Oicholim, Umashkin, if he, at the moment when he is in contact with the Zav, he is also holding on to food, or drink, or a klishetef, metal, or wood, that you can tell the mikvah, Bimaga, Mitame, Oicholim, Mashkin, that he's touching. They become, what do they become? They become a rishon l'tuma, unbelievable. Avoloi b'masa, but if a person is not actually touching the zav or moving the zav, but he is carrying his weight, he is supporting the weight of the zav without moving him or without touching him directly, then he just becomes a rishon, and the clothing which he's wearing or he's touching, the food, nothing happens to. They remain tahar, or they become a shame. The food becomes a shame. Then the point over here is they don't become a reshame. Okay, avolay b'masa. The Gemara klal amar Rabbi Yehoshua kol hametam begadim. Kol hametam begadim b'shas magoi. Any type of object which is hametam beklodim b'shas magoi, which includes a zav, a zava, a nida, a metzora. I think a metzora also, and even the mishkav shel zav. While the zav or the nida are sitting upon the bed, if they touch even the bed, and you're wearing clothing, mitame, not only do you become, does the person who makes contact become a rishon mitame, oichol mashkim, if you're touching food at that same moment in time, they become tame, liyos techila, they become a rishon, vehayodayim, liyos shniyos, but, and if you touch another person, if you touch, while you're touching the zav, you're touching another person, so the other person's hands become shnius. He may have just went and washed negelvasa. He'll have to wash again. Because even though he was nizim not to touch part of his body, which becomes dirty, but since over here that he's touching this person who is in turn touching the zav, so he's the second person, Shimon. Reuven is touching the zav. And Reuven is touching the hand of Shimon. So Shimon's hands become shnius. But the ainu tabel other like, but if he touches, but Reuven himself does not become tami, does not need to go to mikvah. And the zamitam mekliheres liachar prishasa. But let's say he departs from the zav, he goes away from the zav, he leaves the zav, he stops touching him, and now he touches food Then liachar pushasay mi ni tame of. Now metame mashkin liyos tchila. Now the only thing he can do, he touches liquid. The liquid becomes a rishain because he's a sheni. Because he's a rishain, and normally the liquid will become a sheni, but there's a special halacha that when a person who's a rishain touches liquid, the liquid also becomes a rishain. Matami mashkim liyos techila, v'cholim v'hayudayim liyos shniyos, v'elei matami begodim. But since he is only a rishain cannot make clothing into a sheni. It doesn't exist. V'elei matami begodim. Okay, shachazer again. What? Okay, you want to stop here?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what happened yesterday. You're not going to believe me. I know you're not going to believe me. I'm telling you, everything I'm telling you is true. You're not going to believe this. A murder story.